The following program was previously recorded.
Welcome back for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm Mike Hogan. Thank you so kindly for joining me today. Bellevue, Nebraska has been designated as B-City USA. And to put this in some context, there are about 120 B-City USAs across the country. So it's actually a rather big deal what Bellevue is doing in order to facilitate pollinators. Tyler Moore is an associate professor of biology at Bellevue University, and he joins me here on Live and Local. Thank you, Tyler, for joining me today.
Yeah, no, great to be here.
Can you talk about, first of all, this designation, B-City USA? How did Bellevue apply for this, how did they win this? What was the criteria that they met?
So this is programmed through the Xerces Society, which is it's the Society for Invertebrate Conservation. And really what this designation is, having a full community-wide effort from the government, you know, the city government, and the people to increase habitat for native pollinators and reduce pesticide use and think of alternatives for pesticides wherever you can, and really kind of integrating bees into the plan of the city. So this is something we've kind of been working on for the past year or so, really kind of more formally, but of course it's been the work of people for the last decade that have been putting in more habitat around Bellevue, people thinking about the environmental focus, creating more gardens, and trying to reduce pesticides, especially in areas where we're trying to grow more pollinators. So we put our application in recently after kind of working back and forth with the liaisons at Xerces Society, and we recently got the kind of the support of the mayor, and we've got some city council support, and so this all of this kind of working in together is what helped for getting this official designation.
In looking at the big picture, Nebraska's economy is highly based on agriculture, and it cannot be understated the importance of bees to have a thriving agricultural community, correct?
Right. And, bees are important pollinators, of course, and, we need pollination because we like to eat things that are the result of pollination, right? That if something is a fruit or it came from a flower, it was the result of pollination. But I almost think more importantly, these are things that just make life a little bit more interesting. Think about the difference between walking through a desert and walking through something just bustling with little fairies flying around of all sorts of wonderful colors. It's like a little paradise, and we can put these little paradises in our cities, and it's perfectly acceptable, and they have all these little ecosystem benefits to add on to it, but it's okay to just appreciate the sheer aesthetic, the sheer beauty of having a bunch of different kinds of life around us.
So if you wanted to get a good look at some bees being busy as well, as they are, what types of flowers or plants would you like to put outside your kitchen window in a little holder there that might attract some pollinators that you can go, "Ooh, wow, look at that one."
Yeah, so I would say the best start is anything that is regionally native to this area, because they bloom at the times that the pollinators of this area evolved to, they come out at the time that those flowers are coming out. They sometimes have special anatomical structures that these pollinators specifically are used, and we have sometimes there's bees, there's wasps that specifically are targeting particular flowers, because they are anatomically only able to get pollen or nectar from those flowers. So getting good lists of some of the native plant species for your particular area is really beneficial. I would say for our area around Omaha, any of the milkweeds, any of the goldenrods, any of the native asters are really beneficial. And we're going to have up on we're going to have a B-City USA website on the Bellevue website that'll have a good list of native plants. And I would say the best place to go for these kind of plants are some of the nurseries that specialize in native plants. We've got a couple around here, like Midwest Native Nurseries out of Lincoln. We've got Little Beaver Nursery that's out of like Beatrice. We've got Prairie Legacy, which is out west a little bit, and all of them are specializing in these native plants that you can't go wrong if you go from one of these native-specific nurseries.
Well, you mentioned the milkweed. That's also going to bring monarchs in when they're on their big migration. They love the milkweed.
Indeed, yeah. And really, so the monarchs need the milkweed for laying their eggs on and for the larvae to develop. But a bunch of these other native plants are not only going to be supporting the adult monarchs, but also other butterflies that are using them as host species as well. So there's a lot of other specific connections between caterpillars and plants that are very similar to the monarch butterfly. So if you have other plants that are indigenous to this area that are supporting, you know, the other butterflies and the bees in this area, you're going to be surprised at the number of species that you're able to see. Some you might not even know exist.
Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this Live and Local interview.